Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale, we've just seen the latest WASDE numbers. So were there any big surprises this time?
No, as far as the grain complex, there were some things to certainly to point out. As far as corn, we did see a moderate increase in production to with yields now a half bushel higher to 177.0. And the USDA did a moderate increase in corn for ethanol. So a minor change for the corn story, but really the focus for today was on soybeans. I think we were a bit surprised to see USDA did cut yields on this report by 0.3 bushels. So this is still the second highest yield ever here in the U.S., but 51.2 would be a little bit of a surprise here. And the USDA's net increase in ending stocks going from 320 to 340, it was under the trade's average expectation of 362. So for this report on grain specifically, corn, you can call it kind of a neutralish report, but certainly for soybeans, a little positive there.
Well, you mentioned soybeans. Now, we know that the soybeans were oversold going into this report. Is this kind of why we're seeing that rally?
You know, I do think so. And we all understand that for December, there's going to be no production report. So in the trade's mind, for 2 months now, so for December all the way until January 12th, we'll have this lowered production number in front of us. So this does return the conversation back to only U.S. demand and also the South American situation in the weeks ahead here.
And you mentioned, you know, soybeans being the highest in 3 years. What other factors are really driving that?
You know, as far as the other issues going on here, obviously the lower demand here for this year's story versus last year's is a very valid starting point. On top of that, keep in mind production this year versus last year's about 200 million bushels higher. So number one, higher production, also a little bit of a demand concern here in the very short term.
Well, how are the Chinese prices playing into the corn market right now?
That's actually a really interesting question because we've had a rallying futures market in China since mid-September. What's really interesting is we're now seeing this push into the cash markets. And we've actually been watching both the cash corn as well as cash wheat in China at one specific location. It's really important to point out that about 2 weeks ago, they moved to parity, equal pricing. We had wheat prices rallying for the last week and a half. New for us now, cash corn in China is now rallying. So I think within 2 months' time, we'll have another round of moderate purchases from China on the U.S. corn side.
Talk a little bit about wheat. Are these wheat numbers determinant of the final yields that we may see?
And, you know, as far as this goes, what's really weird about this wheat, about how USDA operates the wheat balance sheet, these numbers we're having are on the balance sheet right now are for the crop, which has already been harvested. So the problem we have right now is we have a whole new crop, which has started that you and I are talking about. And we're all pointing out that this winter wheat rating, which is, I want to say, what is it? It's tied for the third lowest for this week of the past 35 years. That is giving us a little bit of challenge, a little bit of concern. So the new crop wheat situation is a concern. The old crop numbers, which are still on this balance sheet here, they just had a minor increase today and probably not going to change many minds here.
Are we seeing any of the crazy weather that we've all had throughout the whole year factoring in just yet?
I think in some respects we are. I think this wheat situation here is something to talk about. And certainly, you know, for your discussion here in the Southern Plains, this good chunk of Texas, you know, a good portion of Oklahoma still are dealing with some challenges on the moisture side. And heck, the entire Western Plains going up through Western North Dakota, they are not getting these rains these past couple of rounds. So as far as the trade's concerned, that is there. It is being factored in partly into this wheat pricing here.
Let's talk a little bit about cotton. We're seeing some really record high cotton numbers. What are we seeing for the WASDE?
You know, for today's report here, and the trade wasn't expecting any major changes, but for today's report, USDA did recognize a little revision higher on the yield side here, as well as a little higher numbers for production, going from 18.0 million bales to now 18.2. So higher numbers for production. What the trade really didn't want to see was any changes on the demand side. And at least for right now, USDA left those numbers unchanged. So this was simply a small supply push report, but for the price response, USDA still left their general numbers for the whole year unchanged at 90 cents in this case.
What are we looking at for livestock?
As far as livestock, today's news was, we'll call it slightly negative here for the beef end, for cattle. USDA did add a little bit here to this current production. For fourth quarter we're in right now, they added 50 million pounds. Now for next year, they shifted things around, but keep in mind the next year story is still quite positive. They're looking for a 3.2% cut in beef production for 2022 as a whole. So we are now getting into the next 3-year period of lower supplies. That's still set in stone. We'll call this report a little negative here for beef specifically, because they did add a little bit to the import numbers. So still having a small point about high U.S. prices encouraging some type of imports.
But it does look like beef exports still doing pretty good?
For the most part, they are. We've been off and on these past few weeks, but as a whole, this year is going to be an okay one. Next year will be the real question, because we'll have higher wholesale prices waiting for us, and we'll have to see how this how the foreign market takes those.
So as we're getting into the end of the year and only have a couple of WASDs left, what are you forecasting for the next few months?
So, you know, as far as changes and arguments we'll have with USDA's current balance sheet, the first starting point is relatively easy, and that's on corn. The issue right now is USDA's balance sheet for corn for ethanol. It's showing a 2% cut from the last normal driving year 2 years ago. The problem is our current driving rates are equal with that period of time. So I still am going to argue there's at least 50, if not 100 million bushels higher for corn for ethanol in the next few months. I would argue exports, due to low competition from Brazil and Argentina right now, those need to be pumped up by about 50 million bushels as well. So higher numbers for the corn side, I think, are reasonable. For soybeans, we still have concerns. It doesn't matter where you have 300, 340, or the trade's guess of 362 for stocks. All these numbers imply pricing at $11 on futures. So we're still concerned about the long-term situation for soybeans.
Rich Nelson at Allendale, thank you so much. If our listeners would like to get some more of that premium content, can you tell them where to go?
They certainly can go right to our website, which is Allendale-INC.com, or give us a call. And that number is pretty simple, 1-800, the number 2, and then market.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Happy to help. Thank you.
Okay, now I'm going to start with the cotton talk thingy.
Okay.
Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale. He's going to give us some interesting information as the WASDE report has come out. So let's talk a little bit about cotton.
You know, we got to point out that this market certainly was happy to see today's news on USDA's balance sheet for cotton specifically. The only thing we really saw was a change was an increase in production, going from 18.0 million bales to now 18.2. The positive side of all this is the trade did not get a demand hit that they were a little concerned about. So we had a slightly higher supply push. We did not get the demand hit, and therefore stocks rose slightly, 3.2 to 3.4 million bales. Keep in mind, for these cotton numbers, this year is very close to last year. These numbers are still half from 2 years ago. So this is still a relatively tight cotton crop here.
And we're seeing really, really good prices right now. Is any of that reflecting just yet in these numbers?
And it certainly is. You know, we're looking today at this December cotton contract, which picked up a whole 240 points. So good rebound here for this cotton market for today's discussion. And one thing looming, which we all know about and are still concerned about, is this fertilizer issue here for next year. So the cotton story is going to be 3 years in a row, likely, of relatively tight numbers waiting for us and relatively higher prices as well.
You think you'll see more acres planted due to these numbers?
And that's the question. Are we going to encourage the producer enough to take the risk about the availability of fertilizer next year? And that's a really big question that I don't have an answer yet for. Certainly for our discussion right now, this rally in the past month and a half has been quite important. I'm not quite sure if it's enough yet to encourage a producer to keep these acres.
Rich Nelson at Allendale, thank you so much. And tell everybody how they can get more premium content if they'd like to.
Certainly. They can go to our website, which is Allendale-INC.com, or simply take a look at our give us a phone call here. That's 1-800-2-MARKET. And we've got a lot of stuff lined up, either charts or full commentary on these markets, and hopefully we can help you out here.